Hi, this is Matt, and I'm here with Sean Burke. And Sean, what do you do?
Like Matt said, my name is Sean. I work here in the .NET development platform for Scott Guthrie. I'm a director here, and I've been at Microsoft for 10 years. I ran the Windows Forms project for a few years. I was a developer on Windows Forms. Worked on the designer that you see here for several years, and now I'm working for Scott doing open source projects.
Cool. And that's kind of why we're here today. Made a little bit of news this morning, and why don't you tell us what that is?
Okay. So it's not exactly an open source project, but the big news that we have today is that we are actually announcing a program we're going to be releasing source for the .NET frameworks with VS 2008 Orcus later this year.
Cool. Why are we doing that?
A lot of reasons, actually. We feel like it's a really good way for developers to become more successful with our platform. There's lots of cases where access to the source is going to really help them build great applications, be able to understand how things work, be able to understand how they have when they have trouble developing with the platform, how to address those issues. So that was the main reason, is to make developers successful. In addition to that, we wanted to make sure we had a really good story for how people got source. We didn't want to go through a model where people just have to download zip files and have them on their machine and worry about which version they had. So, you know, we've been working for quite a while to figure out a story that allows people to do this in a really seamless way and be integrated with their development experience.
Okay. And when you say multiple versions, do you mean like .NET 3.0 and .NET 3.5?
Yes, but also multiple versions. Like, some people have the .NET 3.0 that released, you know, when the product released. Some people have a service pack. Some people have different versions of the same project with different hotfixes. We want to make sure that people can get source for those different versions without having to go through a lot of headache.
Okay. Probably what everybody wants to see first is actually see it.
Want to see how it works?
Run. So
okay.
Let's go ahead and all check
right.
that out.
Great. All right. So here we have a simple Windows Forms project. The reference source announcement we had today announced we're going to be releasing source for the BCL class libraries, the base class libraries in .NET, ASP.NET, Windows Forms, WPF, XML, as well as the data stack. So we're really doing a large set of the .NET framework to start with. So I'm going to show you some Windows Forms code here as a simple example. So here I've got a normal Windows Forms project, and I've got some code here behind my button click, and I want to go ahead and debug this code. So all I have to do, it's a really simple configuration step that you'll perform one time on your Visual Studio. And once that step is set, all you do is you hit F5 and run your project like you normally would. Hit a breakpoint, so now we're at the breakpoint that we set. We notice here that all these call frames here are gray, which is what we would normally expect because we don't have symbols and source for the .NET framework. But because our Visual Studio here is configured in a way that we can get those source, those symbols, all we have to do is right-click on here, hit Load Symbols, and you notice all of these just turn black. They turn black because now symbols are available for this binary in the assembly or in the app domain. If we scroll down a bit, we'll see that these MS Core Lib ones down here are still gray. We can also load those ones with a quick right-click, load symbols, and the symbols load as well. That's all I had to do. Now, if I want to see some code for the .NET framework, all I have to do is step in, and boom, I'm actually debugging .NET framework source here directly. Just hit F11, just like I did in my normal debugging scenario. I can hit F11 to step in, or I can also double-click on call stack frames. And you'll be able to see here that we have .NET framework code with the comments in there, with all of the variables and other information that we use when debugging the .NET framework. So developers can step through this and use it like they normally would.
And that's the real .NET code. I mean,
this is the real .NET code.
You don't just have
code.
Comments because you're inside Microsoft, right?
No, this is it. This is it.
Okay.
This is the real .NET code. We do run the code through a little bit of a process to make sure that it's ready to go out. So teams are busy doing that right now, processing the comments and the code to make sure that it's ready to go out there because it's a new thing for us. But that's all just tweaks in the comments. The code itself stays the same. And then out it goes. So this is the experience that you'll see in your Visual Studio Orcus 2008 when it releases later this year.
Cool. Now, you mentioned a number of namespaces.
Yep.
Windows Forms, data.
Yep.
If you didn't say my favorite technology X,
yep.
what does that mean? I like workflow. For
you
instance.
Like workflow. Well, it's good that you like workflow because that's actually on the list for things that we're going to do down the road a little bit. So like I said, right now there's a process teams have to go through, and teams are really busy right now finishing up the VS 2008 release. So it's kind of a resource question of who can get their stuff ready to go. But workflow as well as WCF itself is on the list of things that are going to go out, probably not with the initial kind of launch lineup, but soon after. So, you know, once you have workflow and WCF and WPF and all the other things I listed, it's pretty much the entire .NET frameworks. What's great about this system here is that as we release those incremental technologies, you as a developer don't have to do any extra configuration at all. You just right-click, load symbols. If they're there, they'll come down. If they're not, they won't. There'll be a website that allows you to look at what's available and what's not as well.
Now, do I have to install a whole bunch of source on my machine, or does this happen over the Internet?
It happens over the Internet. This is hitting a server, a test server right now, that has the symbols and the source on it. But you don't need to install anything on your machine. The symbols come down automatically when you choose to load them. They get cached in your machine because they're fairly large, and then the source code files come down as you need them one at a time on demand.
Okay, so it'll also work if I'm sitting on an airplane and it's something I've already debugged before.
Well, you need to have the connection open to download the source code itself.
Okay.
We are also delivering, so yes, not with this technology. The answer to your second question is yes, we will also be delivering the source as, you know, a single install. And with that scenario, you'll be able to do the airplane scenario. So
okay.
The answer is yes, it's just with a little bit different.
Okay.
Different
and how big is that?
Which thing?
The whole kit and caboodle.
Whole kit and caboodle? I actually don't know. It depends on exactly what line we draw around, like how the downloads are. You know, if we're going to break it up as just the core.NET framework and then have WCF and these other ones be separate downloads, we haven't made those decisions about how it'll be packaged. Hopefully they'll be kind of dynamic and you can kind of choose, but we haven't figured that
out
yet.
Cool. So now I know I was reading Scott's blog this morning, and it's on Slashdot and a couple of other places. How did this come about? I mean, it sounds like something that you've been driving for a while.
Yeah.
How'd you get interested in it? How did we get to today?
Yeah, good question. So, like I mentioned, I was on the Windows Forms team for a long time, and one of the technologies that was similar to Windows Forms was MFC. And MFC had source available pretty much from day one. So customers that were used to writing client apps with Microsoft frameworks were kind of used to this. So we used to get questions quite a bit, how come you guys aren't releasing source? How come you're not releasing source? So that was something that was in our minds for a while to do, and we never were able to kind of put together a plan that made sense. Back in February of 2005, I did a blog post about this on my blog that just was me thinking kind of out loud about different ways I could try and make this happen. That blog post generated a tremendous amount of attention from the community. I got hundreds of comments, you know, as opposed to my normal, just a few. So there was clear there was a lot of passion in the community for this and a lot of interest. And so from there, we just kind of continued to look at the idea, and then I started focusing on it a lot more directly earlier this year and then really kind of driving it. And it was the right time for a lot of reasons. And people really understood the value proposition, and it really went pretty smoothly.
Cool. And what is that value proposition?
Well, the value proposition is really just to help developers be more successful with the technology. There's lots of examples, like I mentioned, where having the source allows you to be a lot more effective in debugging why something's not working right, how come you're getting an exception, etc. It just allows people to become more fluent with the .NET framework and more successful with it. So that's the main value proposition, is just to help developers be successful.
So I'm going through, I'm debugging, I drop down into the Microsoft code, I see something that I think is a bug.
Yep.
Or it doesn't work as I had expected it. How do I tell you guys I want line 64 fixed?
Yeah, good question. So, you know, if you think about it, the source is really just part of the product. It's part of the overall product offering. So you'll want to file those issues up on the MSDN product feedback center in the same way you would other bugs, and we'll treat them as normal bugs. We'll triage them and look at them and stuff like that.
Cool. And kind of another question, so I'm looking in this code, especially when you start thinking about things like ASP.NET or Windows Forms, a lot of times people like what you've done with a control.
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to be able to grab the code for DataGrid and say, oh, I want to make the Matt DataGrid,
right,
and change a couple of things in there?
Right. That's a good question. No. So the license that we're releasing this under is called the Microsoft Reference License. And what the reference license says is that this code is for reference use only, which means it's read-only. You can't modify it, you can't build it, you can't distribute it. It's only for read-only use for debugging purposes. So
I can't make the .NET.
You cannot make the .NET. Well, you just can't use the code in the source release to do it.
Great. Yeah. So should I go to find out more about this as time moves forward?
Time moves on. I think the best spot to look is going to be at Scott's blog. Scott's blog is going to have more information about this. My blog as well. Probably going to be the best two places to see more about this. There'll be a lot more about it as we get closer to release.
Okay. And that'll coincide with Visual Studio releasing.
Yeah. It'll be at or close to the time of Visual Studio releasing. Just got to get the servers up and running and stuff. So.
Okay. I don't think I have any other questions. Anything else you want to add?
No, I'm just super excited about this. Like I said, I've been working on this for a couple of years, and so today's a really exciting day, and it's been great to see the really kind of generous reaction we've gotten from the community, and they're very excited about what we're doing.
Great. Well, thank you very much.
Great. Thanks, guys.